Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and Friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Good morning and welcome to In The Moment here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM with me, Andrew Herbert. Very glad to have your company this Monday morning, and today we've some wonderful new releases from young trumpet players Christian Scott and Ambrose Akinmuzeri, a look at several very varied new offerings from Scandinavian musicians, Rohe's new album A Million Things and Vilden Ingar's Sylph, plus a new release from supergroup The Jeanette, Grenadier Medeski and Schofield, and much, much more. Starting then with New Orleans trumpeter Christian Scott and the first of three albums which he plans to release this year in what he's calling the Centennial Trilogy. It commemorates the 100th anniversary of the first commercial recording in 1917, and Scott has commented that a lot of what is happening now socially, it's very hard to differentiate between that and what was going on then all those years ago. This album is called Ruler Rebel, and he takes up the challenge of combining the rippling power of trap music, which is southern hip-hop, known for its beats and bass, with a range of other inspirations from Sergio Leone's spaghetti western themes to New Orleans funk. Let's have a listen then to the title track from the album. This is Ruler Rebel.
Thank you.
The atmospheric sounds there of Christian Scott's trumpet from his new album on Rope-A-Dope Records, Ruler Rebel. And you heard Christian Scott together with Braxton Call, alto. And across the album as a whole, Elena Pinder-Hughes, some fantastic flute playing, Lawrence Fields, piano, Luke Curtis, Chris Funn, Joshua Crumbly, bass, Cliff Hines, guitar, Corey Fonville, Joe Dyson, drums and percussion, Weedy Barmer and Chief Shaka Shaka, percussion as well. You're listening to In The Moment here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. And now to another new album, this time from Norway, the first of several featured on today's programme. Vilde and Inga is a young string duo playing acoustic free improvised music, features the violin and the double bass, and they explore non-traditional approaches to the instruments. They use a wide palette of colour, allowing the music to develop slowly and organically. And they actually started to play together in 2010, having studied at the Norwegian Academy of Music in Oslo. Their first album was released on ECM Records, March 2014. It was called Microfauna. This one is called Silfra, and it's on the fabulously entitled Sofa label, Norwegian label Sofa. And this tune is called Aurum. Well, I like that a lot. It's Vild and Inga's tune Aurum from their new album Silfra on the Sofa label. And we'll hear more from that later in today's In The Moment. You're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Still to come on the programme, we've got more from our featured albums by trumpeters Ambrose Akinmuzeri and Christian Scott, who we heard from earlier in the programme. Staying now in Norway, we're also featuring today tunes from a group described as wall-to-wall 21st century freshness. Light years past any concept of vogue or linear genre lines, the Norwegian quartet Rohei deliver music that has energy and honesty and grooves and funk. The lead vocalist is Rohei Tala. Ian Blomqvist's keys play the dual role, it says in the liner notes, of laying down old-school sonics whilst bringing a retro-futuristic hyper-urban tone. Well, there you go. Whilst Christian B. Jakobsen bass and Henrik Loden drums create a fantastic jazz soul funk hybrid rhythm section. The group Rohei has toured extensively throughout Scandinavia, played at just about every jazz festival along the way, and with the release of this album, A Million Things, on Jazzland Recordings, their path might be expected to take them even further. Music is good, can't be kept secret for long. We're going to listen to two tunes, this one called Cell Phones and Pavements, and Afterthought.
Thank you. city veins. I think of all the people who can never return to the face of day. Crumbling thoughts inside the head, when roads are many and feet are few. Build your house on my back, and I will carry your pride.
It's interesting, isn't it? In this centennial year of the first commercial jazz recording in 1917, when in New Orleans, when the musicians there were used to playing in backroom bars where murders and knife fights were frequent, improvised music and jazz has blossomed in all sorts of different ways. And there's another example from the Norwegian band Rohe, from their new album, which is called A Million Things, on Jazzland Recordings. And that tune, well, that was two tunes, Cell Phones and Pavements, together with Afterthoughts. And you heard Rohe Tala vocals, Ian Blomqvist keys, Christian B. Jakobsen bass, and Henrik Loden drums. You're listening to In the Moment here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Let's have a listen now to another new album, in fact. It's by Bob Braloff, Henry Kayser, and Chris Muir, who between them play keyboards, guitars, acoustic and electric, and synthesizers and electric percussion. They've released a new album which is called Positive Space Music, which they've described as all surprises, all fun, all the time. And this tune from it is called Miso versus Space Pirates.
Thank you.
Well, that was actually the work of one person, Henry Kayser, and his guitar and effects pedals and synthesizers, from the new album called Positive Space Music by Brad Barlow of Henry Kayser and Chris Muir, and that tune was Miso versus Space Pirates. You're listening to In the Moment here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, playing the cream of improvised music from the 1920s through to the present day. And today we're featuring several albums by young up-and-coming American trumpeters. We've heard from Christian Scott. Let's hear now from Ambrose Akimuzeri, who's just released his third album on the Blue Note label. The first was called When the Heart Emerges Glistening. The second, The Imagined Saviour Is Far Easier to Paint. And this one is called A Rift in Decorum. It features Sam Harris on piano, Harish Raghav on bass, Justin Brown on drums, and Ambrose Akimuzeri on trumpet. It's largely acoustic, and it allows for a really good view of Ambrose Akimuzeri's trumpet and his emotional expressiveness. He's situated himself over a 15-year career both at the centre and somehow at the periphery of jazz. He also works in classical and hip-hop genres and often melds these elements together. Whilst he continues to garner accolades commercially, his music has the feel to me of artistic integrity, and this tune is called Moment in Between the Rest.
Justin Brown on drums.
The wonderful Ambrose Akinmusary, recorded live there at the Village Vanguard in New York, and from his new album A Rift in Decorum, that was Moment in Between the Rest. It actually has a longer title, Moment in Between the Rest, brackets To Curve an Ache. You heard also Sam Harris piano, Harish Raghavan bass, and Justin Brown on the drums. Well, today here on In the Moment on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, we've also been featuring a new album by the 3-year-old Scandinavian band Rohay. They've been described as what you might expect from artists such as Jill Scott or Adele if they'd got with one of Oslo's famed hard bop or jazz fusion bands for some experimental fun. Scandinavia has been producing fantastic jazz and soul artists for years. We featured someone in the moment before, like BD Bell, and they've started to make a jazzy soul sophistication popular or repopularise it for mainstream audiences. This Rohay project, which has resulted in an album called A Million Things on Jazzlam Recordings, is firmly rooted in the atmospheric traditions of neo-soul, although it has a definite experimental edge to it as well. The opening number is perhaps the most commercial or least overtly intricate song on the album, if only in comparison to the other tunes, and it's called I Found Me.
Preacher's puppet,
That's Rohe and a tune called I Found Me from their new album A Million Things. Well, we'll have more from them and more from the trumpeters Ambrose Akinmuzeri and Christian Scott next hour here on In The Moment. Plus a wonderful new tune from Elliot Sharp, Mary Halvorsen and Mark Ribot, and a new album they've just released, and much, much more. To finish this hour then, a new offering from an all-star band which call themselves Hudson. They're named after the Hudson River Valley where all the musicians live. And the liner notes say that geography defines destiny. This, the place where you live and the community with which you interact can have a profound impact on the choices you make and the individual you become. This collective comprises drummer Jack DeJohnette, bassist Larry Grenadier, keyboard player John Medeski and guitarist John Schofield. And they demonstrate the creatively rich qualities and virtues consistent with the place they're from. Let's listen to the title track from the album. This is Hudson.